Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. I would love to start with a guitar that for me represents the vintage era of the classical guitars. And what I mean by that is, for instance, if you look into other topics, let's say football, you have Lionel Messi or Maradona who are representing the Argentinian football. If you hear those two names, you always connect the football of Argentina with these two legends. And in case of guitars, Santos Hernandez is one of those luthiers that represents the modern historical era of the classical guitars. So if I'm looking for a vintage sound of modern historical classical guitars, Santos Hernandez is for me personally on the top of the list. This guitar is from 1932. It comes with a spruce top and beautiful Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And it has a 66 centimeter scale. What else to say? I mean, this is a guitar that is the dream guitar of many classical guitar players, but also the collectors. And it gives you an amazing feeling while you are playing tones on this guitar. Every artist who was recording on this guitar at Zika's was completely overwhelmed, and as soon as they played a few tones on this guitar, they were like, oh no, can I take this guitar home? And I think I mentioned everything what is important for this guitar: the woods, the year, and yeah, if you need more detailed information, just have a look in our website. You can find the link to this guitar in the video description. But let's play a few tones on it. It's like a wooden time machine. You know the typical vintage sound of a classical guitar, what you hear in albums played by legends of classical guitar, is a very bright tone, but an overall boxy sound, very powerful, forward-going, projecting, but at the same time you have the brilliance in the tone. And this guitar is exactly representing that type of sound. And the air body frequency of this guitar is between C sharp and D. So it's very deep. You have the feeling that you are playing a bass guitar, but at the same time you have that very nice and brilliant trebles. It's a great combination. You cannot find this kind of sound on any other guitar. Out of words, help me to describe the sound of this Santos Hernandez from 1932. And let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is an extreme contrast to the Santos Hernandez guitar. Because I was saying that Santos Hernandez guitar is, for me personally, representing the vintage era of the classical guitars, and this guitar is, for me personally, representing the modern era of the classical guitars, because it's sounding very loud, it has a very fast response, it has a very smooth sound, dark, and it's made by Simon Marty from Australia. And many big name classical guitarists are playing on Simon Marty guitars. He has also invented his unique kind of bracing. So he is using radial bracing, which supports a very thin top made of cedar. And it comes with Madagascar rosewood back and sides. The sides of the guitar are also supported by many braces. This guitar is brand new from 2025. It's a very sought after guitar, and I cannot wait to play a few tones on this guitar for you. Let's start. This is so loud. This guitar is exploding. It has such a fast response, and it's loud, it's full of overtones. You have to learn how to control this guitar, because it's like a Lamborghini with a lot of PS, and you have to, as I said, you have to be able to control this guitar, but at the same time you have so many different possibilities to create your own music. You know, you have a lot of tools and you can adjust many things when you are playing pieces. And Also, the shape of the neck is very comfortable and it leads also to beautiful vibratos on the guitar. It reacts so fast and so well to the movement of your left hand. Enjoyable guitar to play on because it does exactly everything what you ask for, and that's the result at the end. A Simon Marty, brand new from 2025, and as I said, extreme contrast to the Santos Hernandez guitar, which I have reviewed before this guitar, and next instrument. The next guitar is made by the Italian guitar luthier Raul Aldrovandi from Budrio. I have never been in Budrio, and I mean, Italy is full of beautiful places, so maybe I should visit this place at some point. And this is the guitar number 8 made by Raul Aldrovandi, and this guitar is called Ambra. It comes with a red cedar top, a very beautiful rosette, so you can see clearly that Raul Aldrovandi was thinking and designing this rosette very precisely, and it's not a usual rosette. You don't see this kind of rosette on every guitar. And beautiful work by Raul. And this guitar comes with Indian rosewood back and sides. It's a very lightweight guitar, so I expect a very well breathing and fast responding guitar. Let's see if it's the case. Very good sustain. So you can hear straight away that this guitar has a very singing tone because of the long sustain. You can stay on the tones for a very long time. I think it's a very smooth sounding guitar, don't you? But you have at the same time something brilliant in the tone. Very interesting. Well, it's a beautiful instrument made by Raul Aldrovandi, number 8, the Ambra. And let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Let's move to the next one. The next guitar is, for me personally, a premiere. I have never played this guitar. I mean, a guitar made by Santos Bayon from Spain, from Madrid, and so I'm very curious how this guitar sounds and how it feels, because every guitar feels different. There is in every guitar a different magic and personality, and I want to know how is the voice of this guitar. And this guitar, made by Santos Bayon, is from 1990. It's in a very good condition. And it has a beautiful spruce top, and it's also a very lightweight guitar. I mean, it's a Spanish guitar. They are usually not that heavy, or not as heavy as Australian guitars. Let's play a few tones on it. First of all, it has a beautiful tone. It's Spanish, very intimate, and it's also very even sounding. Every tone has the same intensity and loudness. Colors. Mm-hmm. And this guitar has a 66 centimeter scale. And since I'm used to play on 64.5 centimeter scale, it's for me personally just 1.5 centimeter too long. But I mean, I can adapt also when I play a few hours on this guitar. I'm very happy that I had the chance to play on a Santos Bayon guitar because I had never the chance to try this guitar, and one more guitar has been added to my tone bank in my head. And lovely instrument. I mean, if you are a fan of traditional sound and Spanish sound, this is a very suitable guitar for you, probably. We have two guitars left. One guitar is a 10-string guitar and the other one is a lute. So it's not a guitar. And the next guitar is a guitar to overwhelm me again because it has 10 strings. And I think it's always a great pity when I have to present a 10-string guitar because I know how amazing this guitar or a 10-string guitar can sound if you're able to play it and if you have the right pieces for those guitars. And unfortunately, I'm not used to play a 10-string guitar. And as you can see, also the neck is much wider than a normal size guitar. And if you sit here, and if you are seeing suddenly 10 strings instead of 6, you will be slightly confused in the beginning. But of course, if you play for a few hours or a few days on this guitar, you will adapt very fast. And this guitar is made by Marco Maguolo, an incredible guitar luthier from Italy. And we had lately a Roma Expo edition guitar made by Marco Maguolo. And he's building always very beautiful guitars, precise work, and also aesthetically very interesting and thoughtful. And this guitar is from 2022. It's the Ducale model. It's the bracing system that he has invented, and it comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. I will try to play a few tones on this guitar to give you an impression of the sound, and then we move to the last guitar of this week. First thing that I pay attention to when I'm playing a 10-string or 13-string guitar is how natural that guitar is sounding. You don't have some weird frequencies and feedbacks in the guitar. Thank you. It's like a harp. It's huge and very interesting and very sometimes overwhelming for me, not for a 10-string guitar player. For a 10-string guitar player, it's probably a dream guitar. Amazing work by Marco Maguolo, and as I said, it sounds very natural, and that's what I like about guitars that have a different size. Well, let's move to the last instrument of this week. It's a very beautiful lute. And the last instrument of this week is a lute. A beautiful instrument. I wish I would be able to play on this instrument, or a lute in general. Maybe one of you can teach me how to play lute. And this lute is made by the Milanese luthier Chiara Frisio. And the lutery has a very deep tradition in the family of Chiara Frisio. And this lute is coming with a Valdifieme spruce and very high quality American walnut. These are the ribs. So with the lutes, you don't say back and sides, but the ribs of this lute are made of American walnut, which is a very special wood, also very light and responsive. And this 8-course lute, built in 2024, is based on an original 7-course model by Giovanni Hiba, dating to around 1580. And the proportions of this design, featuring a rounded yet moderately sized body, offer a perfect balance between a rich, beautiful tone and comfort in playability and handing. And you see also the rosette is carved very precisely. It's a very artistic work. Beautiful. And this instrument is so light. Please visit our website. You can find the link to this lute in the video description, and you can read how is the weight of this lute. I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's less than 1 kilogram. It's amazing. How is it possible to use so much wood but to be so lightweight? Well, it was also the last instrument of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. As usual, please let me know which guitar did you like the most. And please don't forget to leave a like to support our channel, and subscribe to our channel also if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.